Look, four incidents involving Uber drivers and young women in less than 2 months. The latest one comes over the weekend. What about this? The 25-year-old booked an Uber from Paddington to the Valley late Saturday night. And it's claimed instead of what should have been a 10-minute trip, she was driven around for more than an hour. Around New Farm, through Clem 7 to the south side. Eventually, the driver stopped. She got out on the M1. She hadn't been physically harmed, but a 45-year-old driver from Logan has been charged with deprivation of liberty and will face court next month. It comes after a string of other allegations, including allegations of sexual assault. Now, on the back of this, the Taxi Council have ramped up their push to get cameras installed in rideshares, in Ubers. Is it about time that happens? 131-873-BEN@4BC.com.au. Blair Davies is the CEO of the Taxi Council of Queensland. I've got him on the line. G'day, Blair.
Yeah, g'day, Ben. How are you doing?
Very well. Uber, do they need to have cameras installed and why?
Oh, look, absolutely. These booked hire vehicles, they're providing a service to vulnerable people in vulnerable states. Young women, as we've seen, out and about late at night and alone in a car with an Uber driver. Look, we need security cameras in those environments, just like we needed security cameras in taxis. We've had them for over a decade. Should be in Uber vehicles as well.
Can you tell me then about the numbers? And I want to run through the stats on this. Has cameras in cabs changed the way or changed the numbers of assaults on drivers and on passengers?
Yeah, look, we don't have too many stats coming out of the Queensland government in this space, but when security cameras first came into taxis in Australia, they were reducing the number of incidents within taxis by 60%. Those were the numbers that caused state governments all around Australia to say, yep, look, we need security cameras in taxis. Now we're seeing these booked hire vehicles out on the road providing effectively a taxi travel service. They're being used as a substitute for taxis. What we need to do is we need to make sure that both the drivers and the passengers of those vehicles are safe. Security cameras are proven technology.
Are they proven to be, a deterrent for people to act up? And that's the real heart and crux of the matter here, the deterrent for people to stop either assaulting a driver or a driver assaulting a passenger.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And I think this is where, when the government previously considered this, they got a little bit lost in the technology. They were probably thinking about technology which is effectively 10 years old. These cameras now don't need to be $2,000-$3,000. You can buy good quality cameras for under $1,000. Back when they were originally instituted 10 years ago, they were about the safety of the driver. But these days, we've found that the security cameras can provide safety for passengers, and that's all important in this booked hire environment. We've now got two drivers being charged with rape. We've got Queensland Police appealing to people to come forward to lay further allegations of sexual assault. And we've got a driver over the weekend who apparently took over an hour to take a passenger on what should have been a 10-minute trip. What we need to do is we need to be able to put good technology into these vehicles, proven technology into these vehicles, so that we can work out who's doing what. But as you rightly say, we need the deterrent value of the security camera.
But Blair, the counter-argument is, isn't the deterrent knowing that who the driver is? On an Uber app, it comes up who the driver is, his car, his registration number, and that's how these drivers have been able to be tracked down and charged and investigated in the first place. So shouldn't that be a deterrent enough to know that, hey, we know who you are, don't do the wrong thing?
Yeah, look, Ben, how's that working for us? That's all I'd actually have to say about that. If this was a sufficient deterrent, what are we doing talking about a driver that took somebody for an hour and a half on a 10-minute journey? Why are we talking about two Uber drivers in short succession being charged with rape and one of those drivers being charged with multiple rapes? And police are saying, look, is there anybody else out there in the community who's been raped? If this technology was working, we wouldn't have police making that call. We wouldn't have drivers being charged with these offences. These are serious offences. What we need to do is we need to be using the technology not to catch the criminal, which is mostly about what we're talking about there.
And Blair, to be fair, there have been cab drivers who've been charged with the same charges, in front of the same charges.
That was much more of a problem before we changed the criminal history check requirements for taxi drivers, and before we put security cameras into taxis, and after we've increased the criminal history checks and put security cameras into taxis, we see far less of these things. We're talking about building a fence that's 6 foot high, razor wire on the top. Are there predators who can try their hand at driving a cab and offending in a cab? Look, there still are. We're trying to make it as safe as we possibly can. Security cameras are important in that space. But what we've got is the government has passed legislation which is creating a revolving door in that fence, because anybody that wants to get out there alone with some vulnerable people on a Friday or Saturday night, they won't come to drive taxis because they know they'll get caught with those security cameras in there. But potentially they could go off and drive a hire car vehicle for Uber or for one of the other providers of those services, and the community's not safe in that environment. What we don't want to do is we don't want to catch these offenders. What we want to do is we want to stop them from offending in the first place. One rape is too many. Two is outrageous. Quite frankly, I would say to Premier Palaszczuk, how many rapes do we need before your government acts to try and stop this? And security cameras are one of the best things to be preventing these crimes.
And Blair, I don't want to get you or I in trouble. We must say alleged rapes at this stage, because still in front of the court. Appreciate your time. Blair Davies, he's the CEO of the Taxi Council here in Queensland. What do you reckon? Is it time for Ubers to have cameras mandatory inside these cars? Now, obviously, the flip side is it's going to boost the price up. The overheads are going to be higher, which means your trip around town in ride sharing